CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
We've just discovered this morning that Australia has made the top 20 laziest countries in the world.
I don't feel like doing anything.
Yes, guys.
Oh, yeah. Would you like to know where it came in the top 20?
Yeah, where?
Couldn't be bothered looking it up, too lazy.
No, where was it?
19th. Oh. So we just scraped in. And I think we can get higher, Bree.
Come on, guys.
I think we can get even... I mean, if they've tracked what I do on the weekend, we should easily be number
Seriously.
One.
Seriously. I've got some great tips.
What's your laziest thing you've ever done? Because you kind of
I've got a
alluded
few.
To it, yeah.
Sometimes when I get home from this job, yes. I'll get really hungry, but I can't be bothered to make food, so I'll just take a nap.
Instead.
Instead.
Nap is the epitome of laziness.
Or... when I used to live with people, my light switch would be all the way over on the other side of the room, so I'd call my housemate Tash in. I'd be like, Tash! And they'd go, oh, what are you doing? Something on the weekend. Oh, while you're there, can you turn my light on?
Done. I like it.
She was none the wiser, Gordy.
I like the style. The lazier, the better.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to Adam in your minor. Morning, Adam.
Morning.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Oh,
good,
mate.
Thanks. What's the laziest thing you've done?
Yeah.
It was a few years ago when I was living at home, but I was really quite hungry. But Mum was out shopping, so I just had a couple of glasses of cordial till she got home and then made me a sandwich.
Yes. So you sacrificed food because you couldn't be bothered doing anything until your mum got home.
On cordial,
yeah.
Pretty much.
Oh, mate, you sound like the mayor of Lazy Town, if you've ever heard of one.
Yeah.
Hold tight on that one, Adzy. Let's go to Mel in Terrigal this morning. Hello, Mel. Good morning.
Morning.
Morning, Mel.
What makes you so lazy? Let's get us to number one on this list.
It's not me. It's my daughter.
Right.
I'll be in the lounge room. She's in the room right next door and will call me on her mobile phone rather than getting up to come talk to me.
Well done. Walking is for chumps, Mel. We all know that.
We do that here at work.
Yeah,
we do. We'll call our boss, who's literally around the corner from our work phone. Yamo, he goes, are you next door? Yes.
Technology has really helped the lazy people of the world,
oh,
hasn't
yeah.
it? Big time. Mel, we're going to hook you up with tickets to Hoyt's. Go check out a movie, if you can be bothered.
Oh, thank you so much.
Too easy.
What about, do you
yes.
ever do this?
What's that?
Where you make food... you put it in a Tupperware container and then it stays in the fridge and then you forget about it and then you're like, oh, goes mouldy. You throw it out.
Yes. Ditch the whole container.
Ditch it.
Who needs to clean? Not us.
I mean,
Not
I'm
us.
So rich, I could buy another one of them.
I think that could be weekly.
Weekly?
I reckon lazy could be weekly.
Lazy
things, yeah, that you've done.
I like it. If we can be bothered
yeah,
to do it.
Maybe can't be. Yeah. Yeah. Can't be bothered pushing the next button, really, to be honest.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
We're a team in here.
Yes.
We like to bring everyone into the fold. Em out in the newsroom. We love her.
She's
Producer
great.
H here.
Hello, H.
Sometimes everyone gets their moment.
Don't they? And sometimes they don't even know it's their moment.
Their moment to shine.
Surprise topic from Rach this morning. We don't know what the topic's going to be, but whatever she throws out, but prime time here.
We didn't have anything else.
So we all looked at each other and went, surprise topic from Rachel.
Sometimes you got to pull your weight, Rach. All right, I know you do most of the work here, but sometimes you got to do a bit more, all right?
What
you,
sure.
What do you got for us?
All right,
this
here
is,
we go.
This would be good.
Big fun. Is there a drum roll?
This would be good. No drum roll at this stage. It's new.
I actually am so prepared. No idea how this is going to go.
No, it'd be great.
But Em in the newsroom and I were talking
yes.
yesterday, and it's about something that I've had a question about for a very long time.
Okay. Your sexuality. It's normal.
No, you and I have had that conversation.
Oh, whoa, hang on, have you?
What? Yeah.
What, about your sexual... Your
Actually,
reality?
I had it with one of my friends the other day and she said her first kiss was a girl.
Oh, okay. Are you? Do you know what your sexuality
yes.
is?
Yes.
Okay, oh.
Yeah.
That's not the topic.
Oh, okay.
Move on from that.
That's
not the
I don't topic. Mind the topic no. if you want to talk
I
about it.
I don't mind
it.
That topic.
Okay. So when you go to a public bathroom
okay.
and there's a line of cubicles, right?
Yes.
You usually choose one. Say it's empty, but I have the thing that always happens to me. If I go into an empty cubicle... someone will always take the one that is directly next to me.
Oh.
Right.
Always.
That's not a good time.
And me, if I go into a cubicle and there's, like, if I go into a toilet and there's one cubicle that's closed, I will always go a different one, like, away from that other person.
Yeah, because you're looking to do...
Right? You don't want to be sitting next to someone. So I don't understand why it's an empty cubicle. Someone will always sit in the one that's next to me when there are so many others to choose from.
Maybe it's a comfort thing.
Yeah, they like to be close to people.
Does anyone, do you ever do that?
You should extend a hand. And...
No!
Maybe they're scared there's going to be an earthquake. And if there is, they want to be next to someone if worse comes to worse.
That's a lot of thought as you walk in.
Yeah, isn't
it? What if there's an earthquake and there's a person there, I'll be right here. I find there's nothing worse, and it happens the most at work here.
Not the urinal.
No.
Imagine if we had urinals.
I know, no, but just
I'm
like,
so glad we don't.
There's nothing worse than that, so I feel your pain. Spread it out.
You know I have a theory in public bathrooms. You know how you're always looking for the golden one in a public bathroom because usually they're not great.
You want to clean.
You're looking for the golden one in amongst all of them. I have a theory you should always go for the one closest.
I reckon that's the one that's used the most.
No, I reckon it's the one that's not used because everyone thinks that.
Reverse psychology.
Boom, guys. I'm telling you, and you know what? I've proven my theory right because I always go in the first one, always spotless.
Really?
Yep, guys. I'm telling you.
Does anyone ever sit next to you?
Oh...
Not with the stuff Bree's doing in there.
Come on now.
Woo! Yeah.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM. Had a bit of a realisation in the last week or so.
Yeah.
I was chatting to one of my mates and she said, I'm a weirdo.
You're a weirdo.
I'm a weirdo. And she reckons that no one else in the whole world would agree with what I'm about to say.
Hit me with it.
I hate massages.
But they're so relaxing.
I hate getting massaged. I hate going to the masseuse. I'm not about it. I've finally come to this realization.
You don't like being touched?
In my life. I just don't like it. And I feel a bit bad about it. I feel like people judge me for it.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I've told a few people, I don't like getting massages. Hate it.
You did. You've told me that before and I went, oh. My reaction was, oh.
That's the reaction I get from people.
I love it. It's the best.
You looked at me like I was weird.
Close your eyes for a minute.
What are you going to do?
Close your eyes. Listen to the music. And let Uncle Gaunzi give you a massage, yeah?
Hell no.
Just close your eyes.
I'm serious. No. I don't want it. I don't want you to touch me.
It's coming from a nice place.
Look at these hands. They're soft. Like being naked in a public room where there's some weird person touching me.
Well, I didn't ask you to get naked. I just said...
You said you'd give me a massage.
I was just going to rub your
shoulders.
I was just going to rub your shoulders for a second.
When I was in Vietnam last year,
I'm pretty sure
the young Vietnamese girl nearly got me pregnant because she jumped on top of me. She was riding me.
Oh.
Did I tell you about that?
No.
I got this massage, walked into this weird room, pretty sure the towels weren't clean.
Yeah.
She's like, lay down on the bed. And I was like, what, on the dirty bed? And I had to lay down on this dirty bed. And then she literally was like straddling me. And I was like, is this normal? And I haven't had that many massages. And I think after that, I've made a decision in my life that I never want a massage ever again. And my friend said to me, no one else is with you. And I want to ask this morning on 13, 12, 16.
Just before you do. Can I get the name of that massage place?
I'll give it to you off air. Is anyone else with me?
Okay.
Do you hate getting a massage? I know you are a massive fan of getting massages.
Yeah, I'm all about it.
What about you, producer?
I'd do it once a week if I could. Yeah, I don't. Nice. Maybe once every couple of weeks.
I don't like them.
You don't like them either?
I don't like them.
I've had a couple before, but I've also had sports massages and they hurt and I just don't like it.
Yeah, see, sports massages I get because there's a purpose.
Yeah.
Like if you really need it, but I'm telling you, I hate massages. I reckon there's other people who are with me on this.
All right, 13, 12, 16, we'll take your calls next.
Do you hate a massage?
Just shut your eyes for a second. Let me...
Stop
just
I'm telling you.
I'm trying to help you, mate.
Hey, jump!
I take back what I said.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi. CFM.
This morning it's I Hate Massages Anonymous.
That's right. Not so anonymous.
Because my friends keep giving me slack for it. I said, I don't like massages, and everyone is always amazed by that. I'm over it. I said, there's other people out there.
And you've given it a go too, right?
I have.
Okay.
I have given it a go, and I've got some really good massages, but the whole time I'm laying there naked, so I'm just like, can this end?
When's this over?
I just feel awkward.
I feel sorry for you, because I wish you liked it.
Especially
it's good.
When they tell you to roll over and then, oh, just...
Oh, that's not part of the massage. That's a...
Yes, it is.
Oh, no, I've never had that.
You've never had them?
No.
Yes, you have. Don't do that to me because I'm already weird about it.
Do you get guys massaging you or ladies?
I think I've had both.
You've had both? Which do you prefer?
I like a firm massage if I have to get one. I sound so, like, unappreciative, don't I?
Oh.
Massages. Heaven forbid I have to get one.
People who hate them. Case is in Wamra. Morning, Case.
Morning.
Morning. How are you going?
Welcome to I Hate Massages Anonymous.
Yes, it's me as well.
Do you hate them?
I hate them, yeah. It's just like they tickle for one. I'm really ticklish and they hurt.
How many have you got in your life, Casey?
Oh, a few. I've had a couple in Bali as well and Thailand and here and I just can't find one that I like.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Bali's wasted on you. I wouldn't even go.
And even that hurts. But, yeah, I have to go, but I hate it.
Mm.
Do you find it's really awkward?
Yeah, awkward as well. Yeah.
When I was in Vietnam...
But yeah, when you have to, like, turn from your, like, from your back to your front or the other way, it's just like, oh, God, I don't want to, like, show anything.
Yeah, when I was in Vietnam, the girl accidentally pulled my towel off, didn't she? And then she goes...
Again, that's not part of the message.
No, she... Whatever.
Let's go to Alyssa in Budgie Boy. Morning, Alyssa.
Morning.
Morning, guys.
Make me feel better. Do you hate massages as well?
I hate massages because I'm so ticklish.
Oh, really? That's a common thing. Yeah. Have you ever had a professional one?
No, I've never had a professional one. I wouldn't even dream of paying to have one.
Okay. What if we...
Just because I just hate it so much.
What if we organise one for Alyssa?
Would you do it if it was free?
What's that?
Would you do it if it was free?
Oh, I don't know.
You can come in here into the studio, Alyssa. It's a safe space.
Pass.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just thinking she would have to get naked in here.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, no.
Alyssa's freaking out.
And you wouldn't be the first one to get naked in here either.
And that is actually true.
Melinda's in Charm Haven. Morning, Melinda.
Morning, Mel.
Good morning, guys.
Hello.
Do you like a massage?
No.
You hate them too? Mm. What about it? Do you hate it?
I've never had one. It's just the whole fact of looking at someone's hands, knowing that they were just on someone else, and then they want to touch me.
That is a bit weird. I do find that part a bit strange.
That's my Saturday night, Mel.
I know they'll wash their hands, but I could just imagine just bits of other people's skin
I just find it really intimate.
It is intimate.
It's very intimate.
You need to block out the thoughts in your head, is my tip for you.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
No, I'm with Bree. Yeah, no.
Do you make conversation in there? Like, do you sort of talk?
Yes,
don't do that. No, don't be talking in there. Just let it happen. Just let it happen.
What are we talking about now?
Not the massage. Roxy's in your minor. Morning, Roxy.
Morning.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
We're good, you?
Yeah, no, I'm with Bree. Don't touch me.
Don't touch me.
I feel good. I feel like there's a lot of people who are the same as me. What don't you like about it?
Look, I'm 53 and I haven't even had a facial, like, ever. You know, but I have had a couple of massages. Like, my sister made me have one when we were in Bali. And beautiful setting, you know, like, open sort of pavilion, you know, open onto the ocean. There were two masseurs, like a young woman. And a really old, wrinkly bloke, so guess who I get? And, you know, and he's massaging away, like, up my legs, and I'm sort of like, oh, yeah, okay. And higher and higher. And then I was just like, no way!
I just picture Roxy and her sister. They're both standing there, and they look at each other, and they're like, I know who I want. And then Roxy gets the old guy and looks at her sister and goes, I hate you.
I've been in that position before, Roxy, and I've actually said I would rather not.
Really?
Yeah, I brought it up. I said, look.
You've done that.
Yeah, it was really awkward. I said, look, hey, I think I'll come back. And the guy and I were face to face.
See, I'm like, Roxy, I can't do that. I feel too awkward.
So you just go through the hour of them touching you and no wonder you don't like massages.
This is why I don't get massages.
All right, well. I can see you. Where you coming from?
I feel better because I don't feel like I'm weird. I feel like it's not a weird thing.
Well, don't feel the need that. Don't feel like you have to go get a massage. I mean, I'm not holding you to it.
Yeah.
But again, if you want me to...
No, I don't want you to bloody massage me. Remember that time you massaged me with your mouth? Oh, this is weird. Why did I say that?
That was often...
It was my arm. It was my arm, guys.
It was
guys.
A new story.
Everyone relax.
And getting around. Anyway, relax. Thanks for your calls this morning, guys. We appreciate it.
Made
wrapping
me
up the show.
Feel better.
You feel good?
I feel supported from the community
what
of
about...
people who hate massages.
What about then, just quickly, if you don't like receiving massages, do you like giving the massage?
To be honest, hate it even more.
Damn it. I was hoping I'd get some freebies.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM. A couple of sharks in the news today. There's the shark at Jade Bay where Mick Fanning was a couple of years ago. So that's causing a bit of
And also
hysteria.
Paul Gallen. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, he's another shark. And Greg Norman.
Greg Norman, he's in there.
The shark himself.
Actually, he was in the news the other day.
Have you seen the photo of him in the paper today?
Greg Norman. Is he?
He's 62 years of age. I'm about to post this picture.
I thought he was older.
You thought he was older?
Mm.
I want to just ask you a question. I'm about to post this picture to the Brian Gaundy Facebook page.
No.
Instagram right now. Brian Gaundy. I'm just writing Greg Norman at 62, hot or not. Yes.
Well,
go. Share.
He's not a piece of meat.
He's a piece of shark meat.
No, he's not. Show me. Oh, this, yep.
Have you seen this picture? 62, it's a pretty good rig.
I did see this picture.
Oh. There you go, some catalogues.
God, he looks good for 62.
Yeah, what do you think?
Look at his arms.
Yeah, he's fit, right?
Well, I mean, I guess being a professional golfer, people don't realise how fit you have to be.
Do you really?
I think so.
Who's that guy that used to smoke and get around and...
Always one.
Hey, what a legend. I mean, if you're going to go that way. But, I mean, 62 years of age and a rig like... He's got a better rig than me and I'm half his age. I'm half that guy's age. And look at his rig and look at mine.
Yeah, but he's a professional sports player.
Not anymore. Hasn't been for ages.
That guy would still be playing golf. He'd be still kicking around.
You got to do more than golf to get that rig.
I hate those people, though. Like, you know, you see those stories where it's like, this woman's 103 and she's still doing exercise. And I'm like, stuff you, mate.
Calm it down. Just retire, would you? I love that you're comparing Greg Norman to a 103-year-old lady. He would love that. Look, I mean, what do I got to do, Bree?
I used to have a weird crush on him when I was younger.
And this is what I wanted to ask you. Would you still, at the age of 62, he's looking all right. How old was your dad?
Oh.
I'm just trying to get an age gauge, not
okay. Well, can we not talk about my dad?
I'm just saying, how old is your dad?
Big Steve.
Yeah, Big Steve.
58.
So he's older than your dad. At 62, Greg Norman with that rig, would you?
It's Greg Norman. Yes. I would have back in the day. Still would now. Probably in 10 years, still would.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM. Been wanting to get this guy on the show for a while, actually.
Coasty legend.
Yeah, Isaac Harding Davis. You may have heard of him kicking around. Oh, there he is right there. Morning, Isaac. You there this morning, mate?
Morning.
Yeah, good morning, Gaundy. How are you guys?
We're very well. We've seen you on our televisions as of late. What have you been doing?
Yeah. It's been quite a busy year for me, just going around doing as many eating challenges and competitions as I can get my hands on.
You were on the Weekend Today show doing a Guinness Book of Records attempt, and you actually smashed it.
Yeah, it was a very exciting challenge for me. The previous record was actually held by a mate of mine, Pat Bertolotti.
Oh, really? He's
one of the best professional eaters in the world.
And so what was it exactly?
The record was a minute to eat 710 grams of ice cream with all the Guinness rules around it. So you had to use a small teaspoon. It had to basically be rock solid and no liquids, et cetera.
Did you get a brain freeze? Like, how'd you do that?
Yeah, well, basically getting past that brain freeze was definitely the hardest bit. I mean, you can see me on air. I was having like a migraine after it, which probably lasted for about 30 seconds and then, you know, mildly lasted for a couple of days after that. So I definitely wouldn't recommend doing it
at home.
Are
you serious?
People.
What are the dangers of that, mate? Because whenever I get brain freeze, I feel like my head's going to explode.
Yeah.
It gets that bad. I'm like,
horrible feeling.
What are the long-term, is there any long-term dangers with that?
Yeah, look, I wouldn't have a clue. Yeah, no.
I haven't looked into it.
I should know.
He just wanted a record, Gaundy.
No brain to freeze, Isaac, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, you could say that.
What are some of the other challenges you've been doing since we last spoke to you, Isaac?
I did a Guinness World Record for dumplings at the start of this year as well.
Yeah.
And as well as that, I've just been going around and just doing random challenges. I flew to Perth a few weeks ago for an eating contest. Just off the top of my head. But, yeah, it's quite a few others.
How many Guinness Book of Records do you actually have?
That was my second. So I've got quite a few world records, but in terms of getting them Guinness approved, I've got two. So that was my second one on the Today Show.
Two's pretty good.
Two's a good.
I'd be happy with two.
Do you buy that book? I used to love that book as a kid. Do you get the book where it's official and you're in there?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be ordering it for this year coming.
Make sure, yeah, I'd be grabbing that for sure.
Isaac, I want to ask, in professional eating, because some people make a full-time career out of this gig, is that what you're looking to do?
You definitely can. Like, a lot of my friends in America, they're making very good money out of it, and that's their full-time profession. For me, at the moment, it's just more of a fun hobby to get me through uni, and you know, if I do make any money out of it, it's always good, but, you know, like I said, it's just something casual for me.
Are you just doing Guinness World Records at the moment? Because we've tried to get you for a couple of things, and for whatever reason, it's fallen through. So are you sort of focusing just on
the big ones?
Why can't we get you on?
Yeah, I am. It is quite a strain on health, and I'm trying to focus on a lot of my sport, playing rugby for the Rimba Razorbacks. So I am very conscious about health and well-being. But I do try and do
pick the ones that,
Isaac,
I get you.
I had an idea in here. I'd like to get you in here on our show for you to break a world record. Is that something we can organise in the next year, Isaac? Would you be up for it?
Yeah, definitely in the next year. I'll have a look at some different records that we can potentially look at.
Can we maybe get donuts in here? Can it involve donuts?
You reckon you have a chance, Bree?
I probably would give it a good crack.
She just wants a couple of free donuts, mate. That's where she's angling on this
or
one.
Or garlic bread. Garlic bread or hash browns. Or donuts or hash browns or passion fruit.
Just pick the good ones.
Any of those, Isaac.
Is what she's saying. Ones that she can participate in at
Jump
the same
on the back
time.
Of.
That's all.
Oh, I love that. Look
at that.
It's a shame. Maybe we should do our next record attempt in sirens at 1 in the morning.
I actually did that last weekend.
It was a kebab eating comp, mate.
Yeah, no, I absolutely smashed it.
Well, you've been representing the coast on TV. I saw you wearing your T-shirt, the Sirens T-shirt. So you've been representing hardcore with the guys there. But, mate, appreciate you having on. We'll definitely be working on this this world record in the next...
We'll be in touch.
Yeah, very soon.
All right. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Too easy, man. Love your work.
I love that
Isaac
guy.
Harding Davis always looks after us down at Sirens, too, which I like.
Yeah.
Where can we see? Is there somewhere we can go and see the work that he does? He got a Facebook page or something?
Yeah, post the video. Of him eating the ice cream, because you should see it. It wasn't easy. And he actually, I think he ended up eating 800 grams of ice cream in. Yeah, it was ridiculous.
We'll put that the challenge from that on our Facebook page. You can see him go to town on it. You can see that there right now. It's just been posted.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM. The boyfriend chair when you go shopping with your girlfriend or your wife.
There's always
a chair in the corner where the boyfriend or the husband has to sit and wait for the ladies to do their shopping.
I refuse to stay in a shop without the chair. It's needed.
Stuff the chair.
What have we got?
A mall in China has thawed outside the square and they've installed husband storage pods.
Love it.
At shopping centres.
Sign me up.
What's in the pod? Oh, you wait. So inside the pod, they come equipped with a chair,
yes,
a monitor, computer and gamepad where men can sit and play retro 1990 games.
Done. When are they being installed?
They're there. They're already installed in this mall in China.
In China. Come on, get it to Australia.
They're already getting involved. Apparently there's games on there like Tekken 3, which is a favourite.
Okay, that's cool, yeah.
I wonder if they've got GoldenEye.
That'd be nice.
On the Nintendo 64. That'd be pretty good. Or Mario Kart.
Street Fighter? Was that one of those?
Street Fighter. I love Street Fighter.
Yeah,
that was
good,
really
wasn't it?
Good. But apparently the pod, because it's actually an enclosed pod, but it's not air conditioned.
So it's hot, like a sauna.
Yeah, it's like a sweat box.
Why no aircon?
Maybe they want to make you feel like you're back in the 1990s.
Well, that would mean that you're not in there too long, because I think if it had aircon, people would be kind of, you know, might live in there. Might
yeah,
move,
true.
Go in there, lock the door.
What
and
else
I'm
do
not...
you need? I mean, if the chair's also a toilet,
yeah,
then
who needs to leave?
Perfect.
Get some Uber Eats delivered to the shopping centre, straight to the pod's door.
Oh, did you see Uber Eats? Canberra got Uber Eats.
We need Uber Eats on the coast is what we
need.
Come on.
The Central Coast.
It's
as
coming.
If we're not getting Uber Eats before Canberra.
I know. It's got to be. I mean, Uber's a thing here now. But just pick up some food, guys.
If you haven't used
Uber
Eats before, it is the best invention ever created.
It's just delivery service for your favourite food. But you just sort of
or
get
any food.
Any food, yeah.
And the Uber driver goes to the place, gets it, brings it to you.
Oh, man.
If I had a pod and then did Uber Eats, what more do you need?
Just hook you up to a drip and away you go.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM. The only time she stands to do the show is to get
I'm
serious.
I'm a sitter. We all know this.
Does standing help you in this game, though, to help you think and...
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know why I stand. Need to get myself psyched up, I think.
All right, we'll get pumped up because you're coming off the back of a loss last
All
week.
Right.
I'm just trying to fire you up here.
Don't look at me.
You're the genius.
You're getting in my head.
You're the master at this.
Once upon a time, at a radio station far, far away, there was a radio game that changed the radio landscape forever. This was not that game. It's Brian Gorby's movie bio guessing game.
All right, good luck this morning. It is Bree versus the people in the movie bio guessing game. I read a movie bio. First one to buzz in and guesses it wins. If you buzz in and you don't guess it, the other person gets a free crack. If they can't get it, we move on. We keep reading the bio until someone gets it.
I feel
first,
like it was rigged last week.
How?
I don't know. I just feel
just
like
because you
was.
Lost. It wasn't rigged, I'm telling you. Let's go to Ryan in Tumbiambi. Morning, Ryan.
Good morning, guys.
Have you got what it takes, mate? Can you beat Bree?
I've beaten Gaunzi before when I've been playing in my car, so I've beaten Bree before, sorry.
You've beaten Bree while playing in the car. Well, it's a different story when you're on the air.
Everyone beats Gaunzi, Ryan, so that's no achievement.
That's why
I read the bios, mate.
All right,
Ryzy.
Let's do it.
Here it comes. First movie bio. Get your head in the game. Here it is.
All right, High School Musical.
Zac Efron represent. Mitch, Frank and Beanie are delusioned with their personal lives beginning when Mitch's nympho girlfriend, Heidi, cheats on him. Then former party animal Frank gets married, but unwillingly to let go
Bree?
Of his wild life.
It's not Freddy Got Finger.
Freddy... No. It's not.
Well, his name was in the title.
Was it? Yeah. Ryan, do you know what it is?
I don't think I do. I'm not catching on.
Yeah. I can't believe you just made me say that. Led me into it.
I got that audio too. Okay. He can't answer, so we
all
move
right,
on.
All right.
Unwillingly to let go of his wild life, and Beanie is a family man seeking to reclaim his wild and crazy youth. Beanie suggests that they form their own fraternity.
Bree, Old School.
Oh, I thought you would have got that sooner.
Yeah, it is.
Old School it is.
I haven't heard that movie before.
Ryan.
Hang up on him.
Right, hang up on Ryan.
Hang up on him.
You've never heard of Old
with
School?
With Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell. Never heard of it.
We're going streaking.
Everybody's doing it.
Down to the quad.
Everybody's
We're
doing
going
it.
Streaking. Still nothing.
No.
I feel like this is a lost cause on Ryan.
I think. Sorry,
yeah,
Ryan.
That one. Never
heard of I feel sorry for you. That go honestly, go watch that movie today, and then call us back next week and tell us what you think.
All right.
Hang up on him.
No, he's already had a tough life. He has never seen the movie Old School.
Bye, Ryan. Thanks for calling the show. We love you. Let's go to Carly in Narara. Morning, Carly.
Morning.
Morning.
Have you seen Old School?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you're just saying that so we don't hang up on you. All right, movie two, here we go. The year is 1899, and Christian, a young English writer, has come to Paris to follow the Bohemian Revolution.
Moulin Rouge.
Bree, Moulin Rouge. Yes, that's how you play.
Carly! Oh. You've got to buzz in with your name, not the answer of the movie. You've handed it to Bree this morning. Oh, I've got to give it to you. Yeah.
I gave that one to you.
You gave it away.
That was a gift from you. I had no idea what that film was.
I'm just keeping the girl power alive.
See, we're all on board here, Gondi. Carly's on my side.
Good on you, Carls. All right. No, nothing for anyone. You're back on the board.
I'm back on the board.
You're back on the movie bio guessing game
board.
The champ is back.
Get up with Bree and Gondi. CFM.